Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I am Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. Have another great guest lined up. Jody, you spent some time with one of the more recent editions of the football staff as we take it's you know, obviously we're less than 100 days till the season opener, and it's going to be here before we know it. I mean, you've got kids showing up now. They're all on campus, and before we know it, it's going to be fall camp, and we're going to start seeing the first game of the season kick off. So really looking forward to 2022. Obviously a very important season for a number of reasons. And one of the things that really stands out, what Scott Satterfield did during this offseason is, you know, he worked the transfer portal, but he also worked, you know, the coaches portal, so to speak, and kind of, you know, made some really impressive additions and changes to his coaching staff.
Yeah, I quite honestly, when you look at the number of hires that he has, or you look at the hires that he made in the offseason, I would argue, oh man, I don't know, there's tough. Nick Cardwell on the offensive line, Wesley McGriff, the defensive co-defensive coordinator, secondary coach, Lance Taylor, offensive coordinator, wide receivers, Josh Stepp, assistant coach, tight ends coach, Ben Souders, director of strength and conditioning for the Cards. I think those are big ones. Those are huge ones. Deion Branch, I think, is alumni relations, and that title he has, I think, is a massive one. But one that maybe people don't really realize a whole lot, but quite honestly might have among the biggest impact, is Mark Spear. And you might say, Mark who? Well, Mark Spear is the chief of staff of the University of Louisville football program now. He is a longtime friend and former colleague of Scott Satterfield, who was the head coach at Western Carolina from 2012 through 2020. He is now the chief of staff of the Louisville football program. Michael, he's a former assistant coach of the year award winner back in 2009 when he was at Appalachian State as the defensive line coach. He is a head coach who has over 100 games of experience as a head coach, and now he is the guy who really is the go-between between Scott Satterfield and anything that kind of comes up in the program. It's what you think of, you know, think of politics, think of corporations, chief of staff. He is the guy that's kind of the go-between.
Yeah, you know, there's a number of things that I like about this hire. One, he's a close friend of Scott Satterfield. It's somebody that he can confide in and lean on, you know, from personal to professional, whatever the case may be. They've known each other for years. You talked about his coaching resume. He has the lengthy 8 years at Western Carolina, you know, and win or lose, that's valuable experience when you're basically the CEO of a football program. And then as an assistant coach, I mean, if you look where he's coached on the field, he's done quite a bit. You know, he's been a running backs coach. He's been a linebackers coach. He's worked with special teams, as you mentioned, defensive line, defensive ends. So, you know, he's got, you know, experience at a number of positions, which I think is also quite valuable, but especially on that defensive side of the ball, the value that he can bring just, you know, from watching things, if he has any ideas or things that he likes, doesn't like, whatever. It's great to have somebody like that, you know, as well on the side, you know. So I think there's a number of quality. Another reason is he can also help take some of that stuff off of Scott Satterfield's plate that the head coach has been doing that will now allow him to focus, you know, more on football, you know, like organizing stuff, you know, events or gatherings or whatever the case may be. And now Scott Satterfield can focus basically on football. You know, so there's a lot of positives, you know, when they decided to bring him on as chief of staff.
Yeah, and I think it's a no-brainer. You know, you'll hear him in a few minutes. I spent some time with him. You'll hear him, and he said Scott Satterfield called him, you know, at the end of last year and kind of threw the idea out to him. You know, Zeb Spear, his son Zeb, has been on Scott Satterfield's staff here at Louisville since Scott arrived. He's a quality control, offensive quality control coach, and is around. So it's nice to have, I'm sure it's nice for Zeb to have dad right there kind of with him. And it's nice for dad to be, to have his son right there with him too. Yeah. So it's kind of a cool thing. I think, and again, he's the chief. He's the chief of staff. So they all think, I think they all call him chief now, but you know, Mark is a guy who also has got, he was the defensive line coach at App, defensive end coach at App. He coached inside linebackers. You know, when he was an assistant at Western Carolina in the mid 90s, he was a defensive line coach. Presbyterian and E-line, he was an assistant. He was defensive line coach. You get the drift too, little defense. So, and not that he's going to be coaching, but if though, you know, as the chief of staff, if he's got some suggestions or things that I'm sure Scott Satterfield's going to lean on him for some defensive ideas and things as well. So he is a guy that brings a lot to the table, a lot to the staff here. And really for Satterfield, for Scott, it's going to, going forward, it takes a lot off of his table, a lot of pressure, a lot of things that little things that, that he was having to do that you see, these are happening all over the country. You know, Duke just hired a general manager for men's basketball. That's going to be a thing in college basketball. Chief of staff is, or they, and a lot of people, they call it different things. They all don't call it chief of staff, but you see a lot of programs with this position. And in this position is a lot of people, or a lot of old former coaches, older former coaches. I'm not calling Mark Spear old because he's not. He's not. He's not much older than I am. But a lot of these guys, I think he's 2 years older than I am, so he's not much older than I am. So if I'm calling him old, I'm calling myself old. It's older coaches who are experienced and have been through different kind of things and help that head coach get through that kind of stuff. The head coach has got enough on his plate. There are certain things that that the chief of staff or this position can help with that they don't have to worry about, and it takes a little pressure off.
54 years old. He's 54, so not old. Not old at all. You know, and things like in June, they've got their summer camps going on, you know, and he can help out to organize that kind of stuff and let, you know, Satterfield keep his eyes on the kids. You know, and then if he sees, you know, if he's at camp, obviously he's experienced. He knows what he's looking at for talent. And if he's at one end of the field where the receivers are or the defensive linemen or whatever, and somebody jumps out at him, he's going to walk right over Scott and say, "Hey, you got to come check this out." So, you know, a lot of pluses to have him on the staff for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Mark Spear, again, that experience as the Western Carolina head coach. He was an assistant with friends with Scott Satterfield, back on staff with him at App State, and has been around him for a long, long time. They've known each other. One of Scott Satterfield's sons played a year for Mark Spear, and Mark Spear's son played for Scott Satterfield and now coaches Scott Satterfield. So it's a friendship and a relationship and a family kind of thing with them. And now he is the chief of staff of the Louisville football program. Here's my conversation with Mark Spear.
Mark, I guess the first question is, first of all, welcome to Louisville, but what is chief of staff entail? Or are you figuring that out?
Well, at every place it's a little different. Yeah. And yeah, we are figuring it out. But mainly it's just the communication between Scott and his vision and really a lot of the support staff. You know, as a head coach, you are pulled in so many directions. I mean, all day long, you got guys coming in or people saying, "Hey, coach, can I? You know, I hate to disturb you, but." And when you heard that word "but," you knew about 10 to 15 minutes of your day was gone, and you just get pulled in so many directions. And this is an opportunity for me to really keep Scott out of the weeds and let him do what he does best. Sitting here with this offensive staff, manager, our coaches, and let myself and Josh Thompson together kind of manage everything else.
Being a former head coach has to make it easier, doesn't it? I mean, not everybody can be good at that. You know, you've been in his shoes before. Yeah. It has to make it a little like, okay, you know, you can kind of react, or you kind of know what things are going to be asked maybe at times.
Right. I mean, there's nothing like experience, and everybody's got the answers, including me when I was an assistant coach. You know, what you would do as a head coach, and until you sit in that seat and you're dealing with administration, with fans, with boosters, with players, with parents, with your staff issues, with player issues, media issues, it can get overwhelming. I have been there. And so I try to head off a lot of stuff. Scott's told, you know, a lot of our support staff, unless it's something major, if it's just daily putting out fires, right, daily issues, guys are now starting to come to me. Right. And we can keep Scott only with what's the important. And all decisions are, you know, a lot of little decisions become big decisions, and I'm able to help Scott with some of those little decisions. And when it's something that I feel like, hey, this needs Scott's attention, then we bring it to Scott.
So go back to the end of the season, and, you know, with the transition from Vince to Josh Hurd, Josh said, he was like, hey, this is kind of what we laid out what we want. And then Scott had said, like, you were his guy, you know, you were the guy he had in his mind that he wanted all this. How did it kind of come about for you? And was it a tough, I know you were an analyst last year, right? So was it, you want to stay in football, right?
Well, no question. But me and Scott go way back, you know, we coached together. He was the quarterback coach and I was the defensive line coach at Appalachian back in 2003. And we just stayed really close friends. And, you know, my son Zeb played for Scott. Mm-hmm. Scott's son Bryce played 1 year for me when I was at Western Carolina. So we just had a lot of ties together, a lot of respect for each other. And so Scott called me, gosh, it was right before the bowl game, because I was planning on coming to the bowl game to see Zeb and Scott. And Scott said, hey, this chief of staff deal, you know, Josh Hurd is saying this thing may materialize, and would you be interested? And it was something that did interest me, just because, number one, it was Scott, you know, in our relationship. I know a lot of guys on the staff. Right. You know, I knew most of the guys on the staff, and I just felt like this is something that I could really help Scott with. You know, it all started with, you know, I do have a unique perspective in that I've been a head coach, but I've also been the parent of a collegiate athlete.
That is true.
And so it all started, the first thing Scott said, I want you to come in and really develop a freshman transition program, because with the portal, retention, NIL, it's just changing the whole ball game.
Right.
And retention, as I just said, even for me in this job, experience is everything. When you have a veteran ball club, those are usually your good ones.
Right.
And so it all started with Scott talking about coming in, you know, from my perspective of having to sit in there with a lot of players coming in, being homesick,
right,
parents calling me, and dealing with Zeb as a player. It started there, and then, you know, I've had a background on defense, and Scott said, you know, he's always been an offensive guy, and he wanted my just perspectives and helping him with defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a defensive view, how can we practice better? And then Scott really talked about him being a play caller, helping him at the end of halves and at the end of the game with time management.
Right.
I mean, that's huge when you're not calling plays,
right,
much less when you're calling plays. And so just to be on the sideline there with Scott, to just try to be a voice of end-of-game situations, time management, mm-hmm, and those things. So that's where it started, and then it's kind of just evolved into a lot of other things.
I was going to say, it's probably a lot of things. Now
it's evolving every day.
When I ran into him a week or so ago, he mentioned that, like, he feels like it has helped. Do you feel like I mean, obviously, you're getting a lot of things on your plate. It will help him become a better – it will help him be a better head coach, won't it? Because, like you said, there's so many little things that – the tentacles that you have to take care of that people don't realize.
Well, and that's my job. My job is for him to go to practice every day and his energy be on our players, on our coaching staff, and developing a plan for us to be successful. And right. if he shows up every day with a lot of energy, because when I was a head coach, I didn't have all this support. I was in an FCS program and didn't have all the, you know, some of the support Scott has here. And some days I would show up just worn out from putting out fires all day.
Right.
And I didn't have the energy.
Right.
And I told Scott, my goal is to get you out of the weeds so that you're concentrating on his staff and his players, and let me and Josh Thompson, the football ops, handle all the other stuff. When a strength coach has a problem, when a recruiting has a problem, that we're handling that, and you go be the head football coach here. And if that's my whole goal is to take all that off of Scott. And it's given me a lot of purpose. You know, I wondered how would I be not being in a meeting room, not being right. – But I have so much involvement and interaction with our players,
yeah.
And I have interaction with our staff. I'm making some of the decisions I was making as a head coach at Western Carolina University. So, for me, it's a lot what I was doing as a head coach, and I have thoroughly enjoyed it. I wake up with a lot of purpose every day. I mean, I did tell Scott the one thing I am doing is I'm sleeping at night. When I was a head coach, I was waking up at 3 a.m. and what's my to-do list? And I sleep a lot better, but I hope Scott can sleep right. a lot better because I'm doing a lot of his to-do list.
This, Zeb had to make it cool too, doesn't it? I mean, just to it's kind of a cherry on top, isn't it?
That has been so awesome just to come to work every day. And we don't have surprisingly, my wife was asking that this weekend. You know, surprisingly, of 10, 12 hours in here, I'm probably in here interacting with him maybe 30 to 45 minutes.
Right.
But I'm seeing him every day. I'm taking him and Lauren, his wife, out to dinner.
Right.
You know, he's trying to treat me like he's back in college now. I'm here footing the bill. You know, I don't have to worry, is he going to church on Sunday? I'm right. there to thump him in the head. And that part has been really cool. And you don't get that a lot in college football anymore, to where a dad and a son are coaching together. So this has been really awesome.
They say when you get out of coaching or you step away from the actual coaching right. part. I know you did analyst. Was it 1 year or two?
Just
one,
the fall.
You did the analyst past for fall. The – and now in this. Will you get that itch? I mean, you're doing a lot of the same things, and you're a coach basically right. without being a coach. Do you think you'll get the itch to be a guy again, one of those guys again?
Well, you always have that itch. I mean, it's kind of like riding a bike. You don't ever forget it, and it's always fun to get back on that bike. Or, you know, for me, it's got to be the right situation. You know, the great thing about me is I knew Brian Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like I'm coming in just to learn. So I think me, sometimes I just have fun. I do have find 20 or 30 minutes just to sit in there with, right. with the defensive staff and just to sit in there and hear them game plan and every once in a while just throw a suggestion. I was an old – you know, most of my career I was a defensive line coach. So, I've known Mark Ivey from the App staff. I've known Mark Ivey way back. And so to be able to so they don't think I'm coming in
right. –
They don't wonder about what my agenda is, right. but I can sit in there and talk ball with them. And me and Mark Ivey, I watch a lot of recruits with Mark Ivey just because I love watching right. D-line play. And right. so, you know, and that's a part I think, too, that I can really have helped Scott is or hope to help Scott is in his perspective of how we're planning practice, you know, because sometimes Scott has no agenda. His whole goal is what's best for Louisville. But
right.
but sometimes I can throw little suggestions. this will really help our defense more than you think it will. You know, these little twitches of how we do some practice stuff. So that's the fun part for me, is being able to come in and bring some value to not only Scott, but hopefully to Coach Brown and to Mark Ivey.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, that was my conversation with Mark Spear, the chief of staff of the Louisville football program. It'll be interesting to see. You heard him talk a little bit about clock management there as well. So that's an intriguing thing to me, is to have someone there on the sidelines with Scott Satterfield, who's not a coach, who has been through those kind of things where you know what to do, what to call, when to call it, and all that kind of good stuff. I think Mark Spear is going to be a huge hire for this Louisville football program. I think we'll see that moving forward this year and moving forward in years to come. Thanks to Mark Spear for his spending time with me on our Cards Cast. This has been a football edition of the Cards Cast. Keep clicking CardinalAuthority.com. We got the latest here on all the news, football, basketball, everything else in Card Nation. Big weekend coming up as we preview some visits and baseball and everything else. Keep clicking at CardinalAuthority.com.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents!
Hands where we can see them!
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it up!
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10/9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.